Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. Welcome to Picture Perfect, an hour of music for the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, it's Toys Everywhere. So close on the heels of holiday gift-giving, I thought we'd devote the hour to movies in which toys play an important role. Let's begin with a film which has often been lauded as the greatest of all time, Orson Welles' Citizen Kane. You may recall a certain memory of Kane's childhood provides a poignant glimpse of the larger-than-life newspaper magnate's lost innocence. In a sense, the film is flanked by toys, since he's seen holding a snow globe in the film's opening montage. Here's a suite from Bernard Herrmann's very first film score, that for Citizen Kane.
Thank you. Thank you.
a suite from the 1941 film Citizen Kane. The music was by Bernard Herrmann, including an aria to a fictional opera titled Salambo. It was sung, painfully, in the film by the inadequate Susan Alexander character. It was heard in this particular recording, as it would have been had it been performed by a singer of talent, the young Kiri Takanawa, with a National Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Charles Gerhard. Citizen Kane is flanked by toys. I'll refrain from spoiling the film's big payoff in the unlikely chance that you haven't seen it. But Kane is really one of those films that should be seen in order for one to be considered culturally literate. A great American classic, I'm not sure our next movie could be considered the Citizen Kane of the 80s, but it does revolve around a lost toy. Actually, it's a bit of a stretch, but Pee-wee's Big Adventure has more in common with another venerable classic, The Bicycle Thief. The plot concerns the quest of an eternal boy to reclaim his stolen bike. The film was the feature debut of director Tim Burton. It was his first teaming with composer Danny Elfman, who had become a regular collaborator. Elfman was obviously a big fan of Nino Rota. Here's music from Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Music from the 1985 film Pee-wee's Big Adventure. The manic Nino Rota-inspired music was by Danny Elfman. There was even a touch of Bernard Herrmann in The Clown Dream. Pee-wee Herman on a quest for a stolen bicycle, which may or may not be hidden in the basement of the Alamo. It's Toys Everywhere this week. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music for the movies. The husband and wife team of Charles and Ray Eames are better known for their contributions to architecture, industrial design, and manufacturing, but they also made short films. This is from their 1957 short, Toccata for Toy Trains, inspired by the Eames' passion for old toys. The score is by their regular collaborator, Elmer Bernstein.
This is a film about toy trains. These are real toys, not scale models. That doesn't mean that toys are good and scale models are bad, but they are different. Most of the trains we have used are old, and some are quite old. The reason for this is perhaps that in the more recent years, we seem to have lost the knack of making real toys. Most old ones have a direct and unembarrassed manner that give us a special kind of pleasure, a pleasure different from the admiration we may feel for the perfect little copy of the real thing. In a good old toy, there is apt to be nothing self-conscious about the use of materials. What is wood, what is tin, what is beautifully cast. It is possible that somewhere in all this is a clue to what sets the creative climate of any time, including our own. Anyway, let's take a close look at some real toy trains.
Thank you.
Music from the 1957 short, Toccata for Toy Trains. The composer was Elmer Bernstein. Finally this week, we can't have an hour of music from movies about toys without acknowledging the greatest toy series of our day. No, not Transformers, but Pixar's Toy Story. The original, released in 1995, was the first feature-length computer-animated movie. The quality of the picture propelled it beyond mere novelty status, and the beloved Toy Story franchise has raked in hundreds of millions of dollars. Early on, it was decided by the filmmakers that they did not want Toy Story to be a musical, but that songs could be used to underline the emotional content. Randy Newman has scored all the Toy Story films so far. He was recognized with an Academy Award for his work on Toy Story 3, for the song We Belong Together. Here is some of Randy Newman's music for the original Toy Story.
Thank you. in me.
You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed,
you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you've got a friend in me.
Yeah, you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
If you got troubles,
I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you.
If we stick together, we can see it through. 'Cause you got a friend in me.
Yeah, you got a friend in me. Might be a little bit smarter than I am.
Bigger and stronger too,
baby.
But none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy.
And as the years go by,
our friendship will never die.
You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Music from the original Toy Story. The composer was Randy Newman. As I mentioned, Newman was honored with an Academy Award for his song, We Belong Together, composed for the third film in the series. And with those selections from Toy Story, we come to the conclusion of this week's program. An hour of music from films about toys. Rather appropriate, I think, coming so close on the heels of holiday gift-giving. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.